This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korean President Moon Jae-in was given a ceremonial welcome as he arrived in the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, Tuesday. Mr. Moon was met by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the start of a three-day summit expected to focus on peace and denuclearization. It is the third inter-Korean summit this year. Sung-yoon Lee is an associate professor in Korean studies at Tufts University.
It is the first visit to North Korea by a South Korean president in 11 years. So what can we extrapolate from the agenda, which, of course, is about a peace declaration, a nuclear inventory by Kim, issuing a list of nuclear weapons, which is unlikely. That is a genuine admission of what North Korea has is not going to happen. We could see a fake list, however.
Mr. Moon said he is looking for a big outcome in his talks at the UN. Meanwhile, the U.S. accused Russia of cheating on international sanctions over North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Russia's ambassador denied the allegations and accused Washington of heightening tensions. The International Criminal Court Monday upheld the sentence handed down in the witness bribing case of former Congolese politician and warlord Jean-Pierre Bemba of 1 year in prison. The presiding judge was Bertram Schmidt.
For Mr. Bemba, the chamber sentences him to a total of 12 months of imprisonment. After deduction of the time he previously spent in detention, the chamber considers his sentence of imprisonment as served.
Bemba had already spent a decade behind bars awaiting trial on war crimes charges. He was acquitted on appeal in June. The current trial barred him from running for president in his native Democratic Republic of Congo. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Russian Defense Ministry has accused Israel of indirectly causing a Russian military plane with 14 people on board to be shot down near Syria's Mediterranean coast. The reconnaissance aircraft was downed by Syrian anti-aircraft batteries. Meanwhile, the Russian and Turkish leaders said they had reached an agreement on a new demilitarized zone that will put off a planned pro-government assault on Idlib province, the last major rebel held.
Sayın Putin'le İdlib meselesinin Astana
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the resolution was in the spirit of the Russian-driven Astana process. And the plan also requires so-called radical rebels to withdraw by the middle of October. President Trump has announced his intention to impose 10% tariffs on another $200 billion in Chinese imports over Beijing's trade and economic policies. Mr. Trump spoke ahead of the announcement on Monday.
Great respect for President Xi, as you know. I was over there for 2 days with him. I have a lot of respect for China. But last year, we lost $375 billion in deficits, and we had, in my opinion, way over $500 billion in cash. And that's not including certain items that we won't even talk about.
China Tuesday vowed countermeasures and warned the tariffs create uncertainty about the next round of trade talks. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Monday outlined U.S. plans to admit refugees during the fiscal year 2019. That begins October 1st.
The United States anticipates processing up to 310,000 refugees and asylum seekers in fiscal year 2019. We propose resettling up to 30,000 refugees under the new refugee ceiling, as well as processing more than 280,000 asylum seekers.
In the previous fiscal year, 45,000 refugees were resettled in the United States. Flooding continues to plague North Carolina communities in the wake of Hurricane Florence. The death toll from the massive storm has reached at 32 now. The Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirsten Nielsen, toward the devastation.
This is a bad storm. It was a bad storm when it hit. It will continue to be a very dangerous storm. We'll have lots of rain. As you know, we're working very, very closely to understand the inundation patterns and the flooding that's yet to come. But my deepest condolences do go out to the families of those we lost.
And major roads remain impassable. Damage is estimated to have exceeded $20 billion. In the Philippines, dozens are believed to be buried in a landslide blamed on the typhoon there. More than 60 people are known to have died by that weekend storm. And Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland is returning to Washington later this week for another round of trade talks. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.